Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Good afternoon, everyone, for Blog Talk Radio. I would like to thank our active chapters of Mad Dads, Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Lincoln, and Omaha, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, Minneapolis Mad Dads headquarters. Our subject for today is leadership and how to grow as a leader. We have a special guest with Jason Mohammed, that's going to call in, and Mr. Robert Allen that's going to call in. If you would like to call in about leadership and how to grow as a leader, or how you have different ideals of helping someone become a leader, please call in to 347-215-9262. Again, that number is 347-215-9262. How to grow as a leader. We have 4849 on the line. 4849, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, how's it? Hello, how are you doing today?
Fine. And our topic for today is leadership and how can you grow as a leader?
Do
you have any ideas right now?
Right now, the first thing you can do growing as a leader is believing in yourself. A lot of people know where they want to go, but they just don't know how to get there. And I believe that if you can stand on your own 2 feet, you know, keep your head up, there's always going to be things that kind of knock you down. But as long as you get right back up and keep it moving, I believe that's the way to become a strong leader.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. Mm-hmm. Keep it moving. Okay. Now, Mr. Muhammad's on the line last time, and I don't know if he said it or somebody else said it when we was going over leadership. They made the comment, if you think it, ink it. And for the last month, that has been sticking to my head because you have ideas in your head all the time. But once you put it on paper and actually see it, then you can make a reaction to it.
So true.
And I really, truly believe in that. So, and I don't keep no ideas stuck in my head. And I have a whole book of ideas.
Well, you know, once you put it on paper, it goes from an idea to a plan. So that's the first thing that you need to do, you know? Yeah, I mean, everything that's ever been invented, everything that's ever been made, started off as an idea in someone's head.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... that would definitely be your first steps in growing to be a leader.
Yeah. So, I mean, I take a lot of suggestions from a lot of people when trying to be a leader. I really never wanted the supervisor role. I really didn't. But sometimes you're being put in place where you have to be over somebody else.
Yeah,
like I tell
true.
People, like I tell most people that work under me, I say, as long as I don't have to watch you every 2 seconds, just be respectful and be adult about it. I said, no question is a silly question. Only question that you don't ask is a silly question. So if you got to ask me 1,000 times, ask me 1,000 times until it gets settled in your head.
Yeah, that's definitely true. You know, I was a project coordinator over at a place called Rust Consulting for maybe 2 or 3 years when I first came to Minneapolis. And I had between 150 to maybe 215 people up under me that we used to handle class action lawsuits. So it was up to me to kind of decide which people to put on which lawsuits. And, you know, everyone has their own personality, so you kind of have to match the personality to what you're doing. You know, everyone's definitely not the same. That's for sure. you know. But as long as you know how to give a little, maybe get a little, understand that people are definitely going to be people. So, but I'm kind of finding it hard to find the words that I really want to say, but. Being a leader, it can take its toll on you because you give so much out to the people that's up under you, you know?
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, as long as you keep an open mind and an open heart, I mean, I think that's the best way to be a leader.
Yes. And a leader has to be, they have to have an open mind with everybody because you have different attitudes, you have different personalities, and like you say, you got to put them at the right spot.
Yeah, so true. You know, where one person may not do well in one area, they may thrive in another area. So you just got to find the best place to put someone where they can grow to their full potential, you know?
Yes. And like I tell most people, you ain't got to get stuck in that one position. We can always move you around. We just need you to start off there. So once we get all, like I tell most of my volunteers, once we get all of our volunteers in place, then we can start shifting you around. You're not going to be at this one spot all day. No.
All the time. Exactly.
No.
You know,
we like moving everybody around.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the summertime.
Mhm. Yeah. You know, when I was maybe 12 or 13 or so, my mother put me on to this guy by the name of Les Brown, who I've been listening to ever since. And I can, if you want to be motivated, that's definitely the guy that you want to listen to, at least one of the guys that you want to listen to. No matter what it is in life that you're doing, I can almost guarantee he can help you get motivated to get where you want to go, you know. You can find him. I mean, he has tons of videos on YouTube. He's been doing this for, oh, my God, at least 30, 40 years. He actually used to be married to Gladys Knight back in the day. So, I mean, if you ever need any kind of motivation to kind of get up and get out and do something, he's the man to listen to. He's molded leaders for, like I say, the last 20, 30, 35 years or so. So.
And it says he's the world's number one motivational speaker.
Yeah. Les Brown is the man. I have to give it to him. He's definitely the man, you know. Once you listen to it, one of his programs, no matter how you feeling that day, you're going to leave out feeling like a million bucks, feeling that you know that you can do what you got in your mind to do. And that's no matter what it is, you know. So I can't sing his praises enough. He's the man, you know. So.
Wow. I just looked up to see if he has any upcoming events that we could go to, but none that's close to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
He's
going to
be
traveled the world.
Yeah, he has a lot of them coming up, but it's Florida, Tampa, and Montreal.
Yeah.
But nothing here.
He's worldwide. Yeah, I kind of figured that, you know. But I do stress, and like I say, he's right on YouTube. He has probably dozens of videos on YouTube that you can listen to for free. Like, there's one in particular that I've been listening to, like I say, since I was 12, 13. I've had to hear it at least 12 or 13 times. Hundreds of times. I'm sorry about that. But the effect is still the same, you know. It makes you want to kind of get up, get out, and do something. You feel like the world is at your feet when you listen to this man, you know. He's a great leader, and he's molded, I know, like hundreds of leaders, you know. He usually get paid like six figures, you know, just to go to these companies and kind of talk to these people. And he's out of sight, definitely out of sight.
I didn't know that. A lot of people speak highly of him.
Yeah, he's the man. I stress, just listen to one. He called himself Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. He was born. He gives a lot of different examples of his life, of how he had to overcome obstacles. You know, he was born. Him and his twin brother was born in like an abandoned apartment. He was labeled retarded as a child, even though he wasn't retarded, but they labeled him retarded as a child. I mean, he just overcame so much. And, if he didn't do the things that he did to get to where he is now, I mean, every time something knocked him down, he got right back up and kept it moving, right back up and kept it moving. You know, I have nothing but admiration for the man.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And when you were talking about that, he was married to Gladys Knight. As soon as I Googled him, that's what came up. I was like, wow,
yeah.
He just said it. I did
yeah.
not know that.
Yeah, he's definitely the man. He's definitely the man.
It says Les Brown energizes people to meet the challenges of the world around them. His skillful way weaves his compelling life story into a fabric of our daily lives. The thread is forever strengthened, tutoring why you cannot afford to be compliant and to aim high, achieve, and actively make an impact on the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's also a cancer survivor. You know, he had cancer for a while, and he beat it.
Wow, I did not know that. See? Learn something new every day.
Without a doubt, you know. One thing I've always said is no matter who a person is, you can always learn something from them. I've gotten so many of my life lessons from people who a lot of people wouldn't even speak to or, you know, they kind of look over certain people because they think they don't know anything or because they're going through a particular circumstance such as some form of addiction or something like that. These people have stories to tell that you can listen to that can help you in your own life. You know exactly, you know, it kind of tells you what landmines not to step on, you know. So a lot of the people that I meet out on the streets, you know, they're good people. They just fell upon hard times, you know. They just need a helping hand. So.
Okay. I'm going to switch over to caller 7409 real quick, okay? Caller 7409, you're on the line.
Yep, hi, good afternoon, Joanne.
Hi, Mr. Muhammad.
hey, how are you?
I'm good, how is yourself?
I'm truly blessed. First, I would like to apologize to you. I had to do some work late last night, and so I didn't get back until, you know, early this morning. And so I dozed off and went to sleep. So I dozed off and went to sleep, and then I woke up, and it's like, oh, my God, look at this time, and I got to do this here. So I'm up, sister, and I'm ready.
Okay. The topic for today is leadership and how can you grow as a leader or how can you influence someone else to grow as a leader?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I mean, for me, first, thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this show. Leadership really is the primary characteristic that a leader must have. Is that he displays to be the best follower. Leadership, you know, a person who has the title of a leader, there's a difference between the person who has the function of a leader and then a person who has the title of a leader. The person who has the title of a leader may not necessarily display the function of a leader. Displays the function of a leader may not have the title of a leader. And what I mean by that is, you know, the root of leadership is influence. How you influence people to be better and do better. And so if you don't have the title of leader, but you can get more people to follow the instructions, the core value, the mission statement, the strategic planning goals, more than the ones who have the title leader, then you're actually a leader. You know, and a leader simply is one who follows the and adheres to the mission statement, the core values, and the vision more in his physical display, which includes the way that a person talks and the way that the person carries themselves or their characteristics and actions.
Okay. The way they talk and carry themselves. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We have another person on the line. I'm going to keep switching back from you to him, okay? So I'm going to go back to him real quick. Okay. 4849, you're back on the air. 4849.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
So that was Mr. Muhammad speaking, if you ever heard of him.
I definitely agree with everything that he had to say. Everything. He sounds very knowledgeable.
Yes, he has his own book on leadership and everything. And I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's Addressing the Elephant in the Room. It's the name of his book. And I know it because I've been trying read it, but I haven't finished it yet.
You know, that's one thing that most good leaders kind of share that I've noticed, is they do a lot of reading, you know, and not just on one particular topic. You know, they kind of address a lot of different topics. You know, leaders like to just kind of stay abreast and stay upfront of everything that's going on. They have to know it, you know. Just to be a good leader and to inform the people, I'm not going to say under them, but inform the people that they're
more things that they can learn.
Exactly. You took the word
right
out of my
mouth. I used to read a lot, and that's why I've gotten away from it. I got to get back to it because I used to love reading.
Yeah. You and me both. I was a guy when I was younger, you know, my mother took me to the library and I couldn't believe that there was all these books, you know what I'm saying, that I could read. So I would take out three books. I took out three books at a time. Hello?
Go on.
Oh, I took out three books at a time for a good, several years of my life, you know, my mother, just me and my mother. I'm pretty much the only child that my mother had. So making those trips to the library to me was kind of like going to Toys R Us. You know, I everything that I could read, I wanted to read. You know, so yeah, it's done nothing but bless me, because it helps me see things in a different points of view, I guess you could say. You know what I'm saying? I could take myself out of my shoes and put myself in somebody else's shoes. And just because I see things one way doesn't mean that everyone else does. You kind of see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just because, you know, and as far as a particular subject, you know, just because I'm right doesn't mean that you're wrong. You kind of get what I'm saying? I mean, judging by how you're viewing a particular situation, we both can be right. We may be looking at it in two different ways, you know, and come to two different understandings, but that doesn't mean that either one of us is wrong. You feel what I'm saying? So.
Yes. It's just two different opinions. There ain't nothing wrong with everybody having their own opinion.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
Okay. Let me switch back to Mr. Muhammad real quick.
Okay.
7409, you're on the line. 7409.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then that was Mr. Robert that we're talking to, who is one of our outreach members.
Very good. Well, you know,
thank you, Mr. Roberts, for your service. You know, the same way that we give gratitude to people that have served in the armed services and the armed forces, where I show that same respect, you know, to people that are volunteering, because really you're putting your life at risk when you're out here, doing outreach, you know, in the communities. And so thank you, sir, and thank you, Mad Dads, and all of you guys there for your service.
Thank you. Yeah, some days the work does get hard, but we manage through it.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I think that as long as you're connected to WHY, and it really stands for what harmonizes, as long as you are connected to your why, and then if you're not connected to your why, then there's another why not, or what hinders you from being connected to what harmonizes you. Once people, and I think that that's across the board, once people really discover, you know, their why, then the how and the what doesn't matter. See, once you really are connected to your why, the what doesn't matter, and the how shows up.
Okay. That does make sense. Wow.
Yeah, so I got, you know, so the first book that I wrote, Sister Joanne, and thank you for saying it, is How to Beat Elephants on Ice, which was really coaching strategies for addressing the elephant in your room. And, you know, the elephant simply, you know, when they say, well, there's an elephant in the room, you know, like tension or like, you know, there's yeah. So the elephant simply means an unaddressed problem. And so that's what that first book talks about. My second book is entitled 64 Tips to Get Employed and Stay Employed, which was a e-book that you can still find on Amazon today. My third book that I'm writing now is called Leadership Is, and it's 10 principles of success for the first-time manager. That's what I'm writing right now, and from that book, there's going to be a, you know, a leadership training that I'm going to be giving to organizations, agencies, and schools.
Okay. Oh, I look forward to that one. Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
You guys, you know, you'll definitely find out about the third one. You know, I've been talking to BJ about it, so, you know, we working out some strategies right now with his book and my book, you know, so you definitely know about it soon.
Okay. Good news. I love when people put out their own books. I'm trying to do mine at the end of this year.
Yes, ma'am. Please do. Yeah,
mind the book
do.
Of poems, though.
I'll book it. Well, go ahead and do it. It doesn't matter what kind of
book
it is.
Mm-hmm.
I heard my brother talking about Les Brown. You know, I heard Les Brown talking about, you know, can you imagine seeing the ghosts of the passions, the unfulfilled, you know, gifts that you have once you're on your deathbed, the ghosts of those passions and ideas that you have sitting around you looking at you and saying that, you know, we got to die with you because we were given to you and only you could have brought us into existence. So I don't ever want to die, you know, like that. So the old saying says, live full but not empty. So if you got a book in you, and there's a lot of people that feel like they got something that they can say, because all of us have experiences that we can share, you know, with people that people can benefit from our experiences. So if you got that book on you, go ahead and write that book. Go ahead and write your book, sister.
And I have been. I've been writing since I was 16 years old, and I've actually came up with 84 poems, and I'm trying to do them in increments of 25.
Okay, very good. You're going to have a series of it, huh?
Yes, sir. And that's why I thank BJ for having so many positive people around me, because I speak with them about my book or what I'm doing, they're, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that. And I'm like, see, that's the people I need around me.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. You know, when most people are writing a book, they get so concerned about the prioritizing, categorizing, and, you know, no, don't worry about that. Just write your book. Get the stuff out of you. You can always go back and put it into categories and then prioritize your categories, you know. You can always go back and organize it, but, you know, just write. Just get started writing.
Okay. And that's what I have done. Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to go back to 74. I'm going to go back to 48, 49. We've got about 3 minutes left, okay? 48, 49, you're on the line. 48, 49. Whispering. 48, 49, are you still there?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go back to you, 7409, because 48, 49 must have put me on mute.
Okay.
So we got about 4 minutes left. So what if somebody wants to become a leader, or what ideas do you have that you could put out there, say, take the chance, step forward?
Absolutely. You know, leadership, you got to keep in mind that every leader has runways. You know, every leader has runways, and there's two different runways that a leader has. The first one is, you know, the type of runway that a plane is on, right? You got to be able to know where you're launching from and where you're landing. You got to always keep in mind where you're launching from and where you're landing. And the second one, which is the most important one, is, you know, models who walk down runways, you know, when they have these clothing from Gucci and Louis Vuitton and other designers, they walk down the runways, people look at them as they model their clothing. So a leader has to always be mindful of what characteristic he's wearing and how he's modeling that as he or she walks down the runway. So, in other words, your character, your display, your model is more important than what you say. It's how you behave displays your leadership. A leader steps up. A leader is willing to do what no one else is willing to do. A leader does not push from behind. He pulls from the front, right? I'm in front of you. I'm pulling. Right, and I'm willing to get behind you and push you forward, but I'm letting you know that I'm willing to be in front as well. So a boss was saying, go do this. A leader says, let's go and do this, right? So
okay.
Also a leader, yeah, so those are differences. A leader also has to have a growth mindset, which means that, you know, if my employee is doing something and he does not get it done, then, okay, well, he just is no good. No, a leader has to also incorporate coaching to help that employee who's not to the standard to see what the standard is. A lot of times you have these agencies and organizations that hold these meetings and these strategy meetings, but you know, the people don't know what the goal and objective and the mission is. Therefore, they are working, they're following instructions, but they really don't know why. They're not connected to the big picture. And so, therefore, that's what I do with my trainings, is that I connect people to the big picture of that organization and that agency. So anyone who wants to be a leader, period. That's it. Just if you want to be one, be one.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Muhammad, and we'll see you later. I'm going to go back to 4849, and we will see you next Tuesday if possible, okay?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Have a blessed day, sir. 4849, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello? Can you hear me?
Okay, there you go. Okay, so we have about 30 seconds to give a good meaning of what you think a leader is.
I definitely like what Mr. Muhammad said when he said a leader doesn't push from the back, he pulls from the front. That describes a leader to a T. to me. And
I
think
wrote all
everyone,
his information down. I really did.
Yeah, he did,
because everything he was saying was good. I was like, wow.
It was. It definitely is.
And he gave me the three titles of his books, too, so I can give you a copy of this.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So
that would really be nice.
I'm going to thank all of our active chapters right now. Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, and Nebraska, Lincoln, and Omaha, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, Minneapolis Mad Dads headquarters. We would like to thank you, and we will see you next week on Blog Talk Radio, and you can call in to 347-215-9262. Have a blessed day.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me, what was I to do? All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers.